content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Yes Weekly, Wilmington Magazine, Charlotte Magazine, and Carrie Magazine. The first story today is from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at the Gaslight. Daniel Zvigin, the Gaslight's executive chef owner, is from Cleveland. He moved to the Triad when his wife, a pediatric neurosurgeon, took a position at Brenner's Children's Hospital. His former experiences in this area include Twisted Pine in Winston-Salem, Jolo Vineyards in Pilot Mountain, and Bistro Europa at Racine Vineyards in Mocksville. He opened the Gaslight in July. Maya Popovic, general manager, formerly worked with Chef Zvigian at Jolo and Racine Wineries. She provides excellent guidance for pairings through the well-chosen wine list. I don't think it's possible to make a mistake here, certainly not with her counsel. The name of the restaurant comes from Chef's early dreams of owning his own restaurant, with a picture in his mind of two gaslights on a Boston side street. I think this location in downtown Kernersville is just about ideal. Midway between Greensboro and Winston-Salem, in the middle of Kernersville's burgeoning real estate market. Parking is convenient, behind the restaurant or in a lot across the street. Inside, peach yellow walls are decorated with prints depicting street scenes that look like Charlotte or Savannah or Boston, I guess. Location notwithstanding, I would make the drive any time. These are some of the most enjoyable meals my wife and friends and I have experienced in quite some time. Chef Zvigian likes to work with familiar dishes and ingredients, but he reconceptualizes them in original elevated renditions. French onion soup, for example, is commonplace, albeit often enjoyable. But French onion dumplings here are a fresh take, with caramelized onions stuffed into pastry pockets, resting in a soy-influenced beef broth with melted Gruyere cheese flanked by crisp wontons and fried leeks. Crepes are wrapped around locally harvested mushrooms, enhanced with a light truffle-infused custardy anglaise sauce, studded with crisp bits of pancetta. The effect is both light and rich, quite sophisticated in presentation, surrounded by a balsamic syrup swirl. Rillette means slow-cooked at relatively low temperature, which coaxes tender textures from within flavor that is allowed time to develop. Hence, the Gaslight's blackened salmon and roasted shallot rillette delivers soft, bite-sized pieces of salmon in a ramekin, surrounded by crisp crostini with green olives and deep red roasted onion slices on the side. Combine the ingredients bite by bite on the bread crusts for an exquisite combination. The seasonal salad is simple, based on spring mixed greens, pickled onions, white and orange heirloom carrots, small yellow and red pepper slices, cucumbers, dabs of soft white cheese, and crisp croutons, all dressed in a honey mustard vinaigrette. The fried goat cheese and beet salad is a real treat. Deep red beet slices over baby spinach, scattered with pistachio nuts, flanked by orange wedges, dressed in balsamic vinaigrette. A lightly crisped cylinder of goat cheese occupies center stage. For years, just about everybody has had some variation of shrimp and grits on the entree menu. The Gaslight has shrimp and polenta, again following the something familiar stepped up a notch theme. The flavor of the already rich polenta is deepened with Parmesan cheese, surrounded by tender deveined shrimp, all resting in a smoked bacon jus. Roasted Brussels sprouts edge one side, a sweet oven-cured Campari tomato glowing red in the center. Sweet corn risotto can be ordered as a vegetarian main course or supplementing with chicken, beef, lobster, or shrimp. Companion Courtney chose shrimp, an ideal pairing, although any of the proteins would be welcome. The risotto is supplemented with sweet corn, roasted red peppers, poblano peppers, which add a little bit of a kick, but not too intense. Fine diced chives and green herbs peek through the yellow risotto. Mahi-mahi is pan-seared to a rich brown crust, placed over a deep reddish-brown hazelnut romesco sauce. The smoky tomato red pepper impact from the sauce is mild, marrying well with the nutty influence, supplementing rather than superseding the taste of the fish. This comes with roasted Brussels sprouts, the center of the plate surrounded by a balsamic reduction. Raviolis are stuffed with lobster meat from knuckles and claws, which makes it possible to serve these at an affordable price while still conveying true lobster flavor. These swim in a sherry lobster cream sauce, mellow and rich, decorated with shaved Parmesan cheese. Roasted asparagus is the menu-designated vegetable. The preparation of pan-roasted chicken breast grows out of Italian traditions. The moist, tender, lightly browned breast is presented over frigola sarda, Sardinian pasta, the size and shape of peas, made from hard durum wheat flour, rolled, sun-dried, and toasted to shades of yellow, gold, and brown. Chef supplements the central ingredients with olives, sun-dried tomatoes, caramelized onions, and roasted red peppers, ladled with lemon caper butter. I would be hard-pressed to identify a chicken dish this good anywhere else. Two beef entrees round out the menu, a 14-ounce ribeye and a 5-ounce tenderloin. I chose the latter, and to me, it is just the right portion size. I wasn't stuffed, but I didn't take anything home either. The meat exudes deep beef flavor from tender texture, cooked precisely as ordered, with a dark brown crust extended with red wine jus. Asparagus and whipped Yukon Gold potatoes complete the presentation. Note the frequent appearance of sauces in these descriptions. Sauces used to be the standard enhancement for most dishes, especially those with a French heritage or even Italian. The style went out of fashion a generation ago, but I miss a good sauce, and I welcome their presence here. They go a long way toward raising the level of enjoyment at the Gaslight to quite a high level. As a rule, I limit sugar intake, but I had one meal here with a party of six, and another where a party of four shared one dessert, so I wound up tasting multiple sweets. Pecan torte bears bits of pancetta, a novel addition that works surprisingly well. New York cheesecake, the only one of these not made in-house, follows the nomenclature in an appropriate tall structure. The most original to my taste is banana brulee French toast with candied pecans and hazelnut anglaise. The peach, cherry, and blueberry cobbler may not be the most original. It harkens back to some wonderful meals I have had in rural homes in North Carolina. But to me, it tastes the best. Quite a compliment in this elite company. And elite is a well-chosen word. The Gaslight may be new, but it debuts in the top echelon of Triad restaurants. I will be coming here as often as my schedule and weight allow. So the Gaslight's hours are from 4 to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. Prices range for appetizers from $11 to $20, salads $7 to $9, entrees $19 to $42, and desserts $8 to $10. The Gaslight is located at 126 South Main Street in Kernersville. Their phone is 336-497-4025. And their website, thegaslightonmaine.com. From Wilmington Magazine, Vocho's Urban Mexican Kitchen by Judy Royal. Before he was serving quesabirria and mezcal sour cocktails, Alex Zaragoza dreamed of becoming an architect and even studied the profession for a couple of years. However, the pull of his family's culinary legacy proved stronger than any blueprint, leading him to a career of crafting flavors rather than designing buildings. The longtime local restaurateur's latest venture is Vocho's Urban Mexican Kitchen, a vibrant homage to Mexico City's bold flavors and bustling street food culture. With a menu that's as colorful as the city that inspires it, Zaragoza is offering Wilmington diners a fresh, distinctive taste of Mexico, one plate at a time. After 3 years of planning and some unexpected delays, Vocho's opened in January at 1138 Military Cutoff Road in the old Mayfair Ruby Tuesday building. Diners should not expect a cookie-cutter experience, but instead something new and unexpected, Zaragoza says. The whole concept was to create an upscale atmosphere to show the community that we have different options other than Tex-Mex, he says. The Tex-Mex concept is amazing and people love it, but I want to focus on creating something unique. Sure, you'll find a few familiar items on the menu, such as traditional guacamole, but some versions blend the avocado concoction with bites of crispy smoked pork belly or ribeye bites. Another highlight is the birria, a brothy braised meat dish served on bao buns with chihuahua cheese and pickled red onions. Several varieties of tacos round out the lineup of street food favorites. Vocho's also offers more elevated options, including multiple ceviches and tiraditos featuring fresh seafood, and main dishes of slow-cooked pork shank and enchiladas with homemade mole. Zaragoza shakes things up a bit with fusion items that blend the flavors of Mexico with Peruvian and Asian cuisine, such as four types of Mexican sushi, including Independencia, a mix of shrimp tempura, cucumber, cream cheese, Mexican street corn confetti, spicy mayonnaise, and microgreens. Creating dishes and seeing people enjoy them, it's like gasoline for a car, he says. It keeps me going. It makes me happy and pushes me to be better. Zaragoza, who has been working in restaurants since his family moved to the United States in 2001, strives for the cocktail menu at Vocho's to impress guests just as much as the food, with libations such as the passion fruit pisco sour, Zona Rosa Negroni, and Kahlua Colada. It's not just mixing juices, he says. We make every single syrup in-house. Currently, Vocho's is open for dinner daily and has lunch hours on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Zaragoza is working on a Friday through Sunday brunch menu to be released during sometime in September, featuring dishes such as birria quiche, chilaquiles rellenos, and sope benedict, as well as a mimosa bar. He says he relies heavily on feedback from family, friends, and other guests when introducing new offerings. That's just music to my ears to listen to people and give them an opportunity to try new menu items and leave the restaurant with a big smile on their face, Zaragoza says. That makes me so happy. The 5,200-square-foot Vocho's space is the biggest restaurant Zaragoza has ever owned, but he has plans to expand the 207-seat dining room with a patio that can accommodate 100 additional people by next summer. Zaragoza is quick to credit his staff with making Vocho's the best it can be. He said his philosophy is simple. The way you treat your employees reflects in the way they treat customers. I'm so proud of every single team member at Vocho's because they are so dedicated and they love what they do, and it shows in how they treat the guests, he says. It's not just about having delicious food or a nice ambiance. It's also important to enjoy what we do. So, why the name Vocho's? In Zaragoza's native Mexico, Vocho is a nickname for a Volkswagen Beetle, the iconic curvy car that swept the nation in the mid-20th century. The cars were particularly popular in Mexico City, where green and white vochos served as the city's taxis for decades. As a child, Zaragoza fell in love with his uncle's 1964 red vocho, and he found and restored a similar vehicle that he proudly displays outside the restaurant. "I always dreamed of having a restaurant like this," he says. "It's like my baby, and vochos is a one-of-a-kind concept. I am not trying to compete with anybody. I am just focused on what I love and what vochos is." Vochos Urban Mexican Kitchen is located at 1138 Military Cutoff Road in Wilmington. Their phone is 910-239-9343, and the website, VOCHO, SURBANKITCHEN.com. Next up from Carrie Magazine, Neos Hellenic Cuisine by David McCreary. It's hard to imagine anyone other than prolific restaurateur Giorgio Bacatzias transforming an already magnificent 10,000 square foot building into a next level sanctuary of sociableness. Make no mistake, that's exactly what the affable Greek native has achieved with Neos Hellenic Cuisine, his newest eatery in Cary, situated at the Arboretum at Weston in the former Koan public table spot. "We engage our guests in a way that hospitality and gastronomy are at the forefront of everything we do," says Georgios, wearing a trademark hat and looking as if he's just returned from a pleasure trip to the Balkans. He now has some 20 dining concepts in his incomparable portfolio. Neos means temple in Greek, and much like a consecrated place, the restaurant fosters a strong sense of harmony and community connection. Guests will appreciate the gorgeous mural of the goddess Athena near the entrance and classic columns in the primary dining area. Elaborate chandeliers shrouded in fabric evoke the opulence of ancient Greek palaces, resulting in a tranquil and culturally rich ambiance. The restaurant's private occasion spaces provide versatile possibilities for group events. We are well suited not just for date nights and family dinners, but also for corporate functions and other special events, Georgios explains. "I chose this space because it provides a lot of options under one roof, and it's important for us to provide a variety of experiences." To parallel the exquisite environs, Neos fittingly showcases elevated Mediterranean cuisine that respects ancient customs while employing modern culinary techniques. "I want to have some traditional dishes that maintain an emotional connection to the past, but then also feature some offerings where we can take an innovative approach and bring new inspiration," Georgios says. The menu features a balanced mix of beef and seafood selections, plus slow-braised deliciousness cooked in clay pots, nourishing vegetarian items, and mezedes, small plates, abound. Food is served on colorful earthenware vessels, and dishes are intended to be explored and shared. "Greek food is honest and vibrant without having to influence and manipulate it," Georgios says. "Food evolves every time you put it on the plate, but there must be a level of continuity and consistency. We have an enormous commitment to letting the ingredients remain harmonious." As he interacts with the Cary Magazine team, Georgios is gracious and thoughtful, admiring the various fare, and then pulling up a chair and joining what he instantly deems a Mount Olympus feast following our photo shoot. Spread-worthy elements include Calabrian chili-infused olives, Melitz Zano Salata, roasted eggplant, anointed with olive oil, and dolomades, or stuffed grape leaves. A delectable small plate option, wood-fired octopus, arrives at the table with a perfectly charred outer layer and tender and juicy interior. Neos values innovation, a quality that shines through in another noteworthy mezzede dish, spanakopita. While traditionally wrapped in phyllo, Neos' deconstructed version is more like a Napoleon, with three layers of crisp phyllo garnished with sesame and stuffed with spinach and feta cheese. While it's not easy to pinpoint the most underrated choice on the menu, we lean toward the roasted beet salad, bejeweled with manouri cheese, spiced walnuts, and arugula. No matter what dishes we prepare, we can expand on Greek culture and cuisine and have fun while letting the ingredients shine, says culinary director Kevin Draper, who has worked with Georgios Hospitality Group since 2009, primarily in restaurants like Chapel Hill's Bin 54 and G Prime Steak and Cellar in Wilmington. When it comes to entrees, the crackly red snapper incorporates shaved fennel, roasted red pepper, and herbs paired with a satisfying fasolafa, white bean puree. The showstopper Brizola for Two encompasses a sublime 48-ounce tomahawk steak with a three-digit price tag, but it's well worth the outlay. Let's just say it is the best ribeye we have ever tasted. Correction, savored. Preparation simply involves adding salt and pepper and then cooking it low and slow on the grill, Kevin says. Between mid-rare and medium is what makes most people happy, and we slice it tableside. Other exceptional mains include fork-tender beef short rib Giovezzi, imbued with red wine and served alongside orzo, rosemary-rubbed grilled lamb chops, and a hearty bone-in pork chop counterbalanced with black-eyed pea and corn salad. Complement your meal with a glass or bottle of wine from Neos' extensive assortment. We focus on diverse regions of Greece, but also other parts of Europe and the Mediterranean, because our wine cellar is large enough to accommodate a wide variety, Georgios reveals. Prefer craft cocktails instead? Consider the Nereid's Lament, with anise-forward metaxa ouzo Greek liqueur, or a mastiha margarita, a reimagined version of the classic tequila-based drink that tilts herbal and transportative. Among the five available tempting desserts, we strongly advocate for the semolina and lemon curd-laden galatopita, a creamy milk custard pie layered with a blueberry compote and tangy sumac. Or go for the generously portioned saragli baklava, a rolled version of the classic dessert, pervaded with pistachio, honey, and lemon syrup. And we'll throw in a bonus recommendation, orange phyllo cake augmented with almond gelato. Sunday brunch is served from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The stuffed French toast alone is worth driving across town to consume, never mind the egg-centric lamb Benny, bolstered by grilled sourdough, heirloom tomato, and dill béarnaise. Neos is open nightly for dinner. Reservations are recommended, especially on weekends. Neos Hellenic Cuisine is at 2800 Renaissance Park Place in Cary. Their phone is 919-234-1744, and the website naosnc.com. And finally, from Charlotte Magazine, The Crazy Pig Merges Breakfast and Barbecue by Taylor Bowler. I was going to be an actor. That's how I got into hospitality, Robert McCrary says with a faint southern drawl and a Hollywood smile. Soap opera fans might recognize him from his roles on Santa Barbara and One Life to Live. He also appeared in numerous commercials and a few movies before he transitioned to restaurant business full-time. I spent 25 years in L.A., and I was always working at restaurants on the side, he says. One concept was with Guy Fieri, who became my good friend. He was in my wedding. That was before his hair was all bleached. For almost 20 years, McCrary has been a local celebrity in Davidson, where his restaurant, the Egg Cafe, has served cheesy omelets and stacks of pancakes to police officers, firefighters, construction crews, and students. Steph Curry used to come in every week when he was in school, he says. It's a blue-collar kind of breakfast joint. It's a gathering place. people get up from their tables and go across the restaurant to talk to other tables. The mayor says, "Can I have your attention? It's so-and-so's birthday. Can everyone sing?" That all changed late last year when new owners purchased the Sadler Square Shopping Center where the Egg Cafe was and gave every tenant 30 days to vacate. None of us had a lease. After COVID, another smack in the face, the landlord let everyone go month to month for 3 or 4 years. The new guys could do whatever they wanted, and we didn't have a leg to stand on. It was less than 2 months before Christmas, and McCrary had to let 20 employees go and put the entire restaurant into storage. "My life has been thrown into a financial hurricane that will take a while to recover from," he says. "I started 2024 with 4 restaurants and ended with 1. Here's the backstory. In 2006, after he and his wife Eileen decided to leave California and move to North Carolina, McCrary opened the Egg at the Lake in Mooresville, followed by the Egg in Davidson. In 2008, he added the Egg Cafe in Birkdale. And in 2020, he expanded with a barbecue joint called the Crazy Pig in Davidson. In 2010, the McCrarys had 2 more kids. Last year, he opened and closed Addie and Maddie's Country Kitchen, also in Elkin. Got hit by Helene and was 2 feet underwater, he says. After that, he decided to close the Crazy Pig in Elkin and focus his energy on Davidson. By October of 2024, the Crazy Pig's flagship was all McCrary had left. The town was upset about the Egg closing. It was the breakfast spot. But the new landlords wanted almost triple the rent, and Davidson didn't have any other affordable restaurant spaces where he could reopen the Egg Cafe. So he thought, let's move it to the Crazy Pig. It took him about a week to move his equipment over and combine the 2 restaurants. Now the Pig is cramped and packed full, but I'm so proud of my team and how easily we were able to adapt. From 7 to 11 a.m., the restaurant served breakfast. Then it transitions into a barbecue joint until 8 p.m. We are seamlessly going from making an omelet to a barbecue plate. We don't miss a beat. Cash flow is still tight, but McCrary has no plans to leave the restaurant business. When you look out over the dining room and give a customer that look, and they give you a thumbs up, that's what gets me, he says. When parents come in and say this is the only place their kids will go out to eat. It's like my acting days. Everybody all know my name, and they see me all the time. It's nice to be there for my people. The Crazy Pig is located at 402 South Main Street in Davidson. Their number is 704-997-2320. And the website, thecrazypigbbq.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and have a great day.